We've all learned Chumash, maybe even thought we understood. But now, with his trademark depth and clarity, and his signature up-tempo Daf Yomi style, Reb Srili Bornstein uncovers the layers beneath the words, revealing a world of meaning, relevance, and beauty in every line. Where the Derech HaLimud of the Beis Medrash meets Pashat Pshat, discover the shir that's redefining how people learn Chumash. Reb Srili Bornstein's Chumash Shir. Find it on the Lakewood Daf Yomi app, or wherever this shir is being heard.
Today's daf is Vachim Daf Pei Gimel, and we are about 20 lines from the top of Daf Pei Beis Amid Beis as we come to the conclusion of a very difficult Perek HaTaruvos. So the end of Perek HaTaruvos is a digression from the core sugyas of Taruvos, and it discusses the psul nichna. So we know there were many different things that could happen to a chelik of a carbon that would render the carbon possible. One of them is nichnas. So what does nichnas mean? Dam that was supposed to go on the mizbeach hachitzoin that was quote unquote nichnas into the heichal or into the kodesh hakodashim. The halacha is that the dam is possible. Meaning, just like there's a psul yoytze. So if dam or basar or emurin leave the mechitzos of the azara, they go outside of the azara onto the harabayis or some other part of Yerushalayim. The halacha is that chelik of the carbon that was yoytze would become possible. The same is true if it's nichnas. If it goes in the reverse order, if it enters, it goes closer to the kedusha. It enters the heichal, enters the kodesh hakodashim to the extent that this dam belongs on the Mizbech HaChitzoy, not on the Mizbech HaPnimi, there would be a halach of Nichnas. And we saw in yesterday's daf that there's Chumras and Psul Nichnas over Psul Yoytze, and there's Chumras and Psul Yoytze over Psul Nichnas. A Chumra that Yoytze has over Nichnas is that Yoytze applies not only to dam, but to the Basar and Emurim as well. A Chumra that Nichnas has over Yoytze is the halacha of the Mishnah, and that is that if Miktsas of the dam would be Nichnas, according to the Chachamim, all the dam would be possible. Whereas if Miktsas of the dam was yoytze, only the miktsas that was yoytze would be possible, but the miktsas that was not yoytze would not be possible. Either way, so we saw a whole daf gemara with regards to the halachas of nichnas, and today's daf picks up on that note. Tanu Rabbanon, it says in the Torah, Hein lo yhuva es doma el hakodesh pnima achol toichlu oisa ba kodesh kasher tziveis. So one of the two times that the Torah mentions the psul nichnas is in Parashat Shmini. In the context of Ayiba Yoyim HaShmini, it was the Yoyim Chanukas HaMishkan, Nadav and Avihu passed away, v'hakrivam esh zara lefnei Hashem, and Aharon, because he was an oinein, felt that although there was a hiru hashah, that he was able to eat from the chatois that were kodshesha, the chatos nachshon, and the special chatos that was brought because it was vahiba yom hashmini, but the chatos that was brought because it was Rosh Chodesh, being that was kachi doiris, he thought the rasha didn't apply. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand why he didn't eat from the karmen chatos. This was the mistake that Moshe Rabbeinu had made. He didn't realize that an oinein would not be allowed to eat from those kachim. He got very upset at Aharon, and he told Aharon, why don't you eat from the karmen chatos? Is it because the dam was nichnas? It's not true. Hein lehuva es damo el hakodesh pinima. Says the Gemara Braiso, when Moshe Rabbeinu describes El HaKodesh Pnima, the fact that this dam wasn't Nichnas, so he used the double Lashon. He said, Hein lo yhuva es dam El HaKodesh and Pnima. Says the Gemara, why the double Lashon? Because had it only said Pnima, Ein li ela Pnima, I would have thought it means only the Kodesh Kadashim. That the Psul Nichnas is only true if the dam enters the real Pnima, the Kodesh HaKadashim. Heichel minayim, how do you know that if it enters the Heichel, the Halach is the same Talmud Loimar? It says, El HaKodesh Pnima. So the double Lashon of Kodesh Pnima teaches me that the Psul Nichnas is not only to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but even if the dam enters the Heichel, for that alone, you'd already have the Psul Nichnas. So you're telling me that the word Kodesh means Heichel. The word Pnima means Kodesh Kadoshim. So why do you have to say both? The only way to get into the Kodesh HaKadoshim is by going through the Heichel. So once you tell me that there's a Psul Nichnas when the dam enters the Heichel, doesn't that by definition mean there's a Psul Nichnas if the dam entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Because the way to get to the Kodesh HaKadoshim from the Azara is to go via the Heichel. You walk through the Ulam to the Heichel to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So why does it have to say Kodesh Pinima or Marav or Bazev or Limedazeh? You know why? Because really Kodesh doesn't mean intrinsically Heichel. Pinima doesn't necessarily mean Kodesh Kadoshim. Kodesh means somewhere inside where there's more Kedusha, and Pinima means the same thing. Now had it only said either Kodesh or Pinima, I would have assumed it meant the Kodesh Kadoshim. It's from the double Lashon that I know that it means Heichel and Kodesh HaKadoshim. So you can't ask me a Kasha, let it say one. Let it say one would mean if the real definition of the word Kodesh is Heichel. Kodesh doesn't mean Heichel. So had it only said Kodesh, I would have assumed it meant Kodesh Kedoshim. Just like had it only said Penima, I would have assumed it meant Kodesh Kedoshim. The only way for me to know that the Psul Nichnas is true, whether the Dam entered the Heichel or the Kodesh HaKedoshim, is by it saying Kodesh Penima, says the Gemara, and there's precedence for such an idea, where the Torah says two things, where each one inherently doesn't necessarily describe what the Torah wants to say, but the Torah said two, so that from the Kriya Seira, we'll get the gist of what the Torah is trying to say. What does that mean? The Torah is the Tanya will enter the Braisa, Toshav Zekonik Kinyan Oilam, Sacher Zekonik Kinyan Shonim. So the context over there is the halachas of Truma. The Torah says, V'chol Zar lo yeichal kodesh. We know that a Zar is not allowed to eat Truma. Toshav Koyen, V'sacher lo yeichal kodesh. A bigger chiddush is that whereas the Eved Knani of a Koyen is allowed to eat Truma, the Eved Ivri of a Koyen is not allowed to eat Truma. And the reason is because an Eved Ivri, even though he belongs to the Koyen, and the Torah says Kinyan Kasvai, even the behemoths of a Koyen are allowed to eat Truma. But an Eved Ivri ain't Gufay Kanoi on the same level, and it's for that reason the Eved Ivri of a Koyen is not allowed to eat Truma. And the Torah says it doesn't matter if this Eved is a Toshav or if he's a Sacher. So what's a Toshav and what's a Sacher? Says the Braisa, Toshav Zeh Kanoi Kinyan Oilam. A Toshav is when a person owns an Eved Ivri forever. I thought an Eved Ivri goes out after 6 years if he was a Nirtza. So if he went through the process of Nirtza, he becomes a Kanui Kinyan. Sacher is that Kanui Kinyan Shonim. That's a regular Eved Ivri that goes out to say Shonim. So it says the Torah, whether he's a Nirtza or he's a regular Eved Ivri, either way, he's not allowed to eat. True. Afraid the Gemara, Yemar Toshav, Va Yemar Sacher. Why did the Torah just say Toshav? And a Nirtza doesn't eat Truma and not have to say Sachav. Ani Yomer, Kana Kinyan Oilam, Ani Yoichel, Kana Kinyan Shonim, like Kalshkein. Madach, a Nirtza, who's Kana Kinyan Oilam to the Koye, doesn't eat Truma. Certainly, a Kana Kinyan Shonim shouldn't eat Truma either, says the Gemara, Ilu Kain. Yisi Yomer, Toshav is a Kana Kinyan Shonim. Because had it only said Toshav, I would have assumed that the definition of Toshav is not Kana Kinyan Oilam. I would have thought that it's a Kana Kinyan Shonim. Avol Kana Kinyan Oilam, Yehe Yoichel. And therefore, maybe only a Kana Kinyan Shonim is not Oichel, but a Kana Kinyan Oilam is Basach Velimid Al Toshav, Shazak Kana Kinyan Oilam, Vizak Kana Kinyan Shonim. The same thing. Toshav and Sacher don't, by definition, they don't inherently mean Kana Kinyan Oilam or Kana Kinyan Shonim. They both mean Eved Ivri. From the fact that the Torah says Tula Shoinois of Eved Ivri, it must be, it's coming the rabbis, a chiddush that I wouldn't have otherwise known, meaning not only Kana Kinyan Oilam, even Kana Kinyan Shonim. It's in that very same vein. When the Torah says, Hein Lehuva Ezdom Ela Kodesh Penima, Kodesh doesn't mean Heichel, Penima doesn't mean Kodesh Kedoshim, but they're two Lashonos of the Makim Kedusha from the double Lashon. I know not only the Kodesh Kedoshim, but the Heichel as well. But Amalei Abaya, but Abaya asked the Kasha. He said, Bishloima Hasam, Bishloima by the Toshav and the Sacher. At the end of the day, the Torah said that a Kana Kinyan Oilam doesn't eat Truma, and a Kana Kinyan Shonim doesn't eat Truma. Now, although I know Kana Kinyan Shonim, once I know Kana Kinyan Oilam, but at the same time, it's okay for the Torah to say both. Why is it okay? Because Trey Gufin, you know, because they're two different people. And even though the Torah could have just said Nirtza, and had it said the word Nirtza, not spoken in riddles, you would have known the idach asi bekal v'chaymer. I would have known for sure kana kinyan shonim. But you find the midah milsad asi bekal v'chaymer taruf kasa lakra. Someone's Torah will write something that I would anyways know from a kal v'chaymer. So Abaye said at the end of the day, now that I know that Toshav means Kani Kinyan Oilam and Sacher means Kani Kinyan Shonim, it's okay that the Torah wrote both. Because even though I know Kani Kinyan Shonim, once I know Kani Kinyan Oilam, but Milsa the Asi Bekal V'Chaimah, Tarif Akasal Akro, Elohach, Kimin Devsel Behechel, if Naim Belofnim, my boy. But over here, Abaye said it doesn't make sense. Because at the end of the day, I get it. But right now, after everything, Noch Alamaisis. So I have a Pasik that tells me that if the Dam enters the Heichel, it's possible. And if the Dam enters the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's also possible. Says Abaye, it doesn't make sense why the Torah would say that. Because you can't get into the Kodesh HaKadoshim without entering the Heichel. So why would the Torah have to say it? And you can't tell me Milsa da Asi B'Kal V'Chaymer Tark V'Kasav L'Akra, because the same thing. Once it enters the Kodesh HaKadoshim, by definition, it entered the Heichel. So why would the Torah have to tell me the halacha that if the Dam enters the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's possible? Torah should have just said that if the Dam enters the Heichel, it's possible, and I would know. because if it enters the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's possible. Not Mikal V'chaymer, because as Azayidos, by Toshav and Sacher, it's Trey Gufininu. One is a Kone Kinyan Oilem, the other one's a Kone Kinyan Shonim. It's two different people. Now, Madach, a Kone Kinyan Oilem doesn't eat Truma when he belongs to a Kohen. Kal V'chaymer, a Kone Kinyan Shonim. Okay, so for that, I can tell you, Milsa Dosti V'Kal V'chaymer, Tarif Chas Lakra. So you want to know why the Torah didn't say Nirtza, why it spoke in riddles, Toshav, Sacher, Bazev, Alim, and Alzeh. I hear, but it's okay because it's consistent with the midos of the Torah. Whereas over here, this isn't consistent. It makes no sense to have to tell me that if it enters the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's possible. If the Torah already says that when it enters the Heichal, it's possible. Because you can't enter the Kodesh HaKadosh without entering the Heichal. Alam Rabbayah. So Rabbayah said, I'll explain it to you. It's possible, it is Nogeya, for the Torah to tell me that if the Dam enters the Kodesh HaKadosh, it's possible, even though I already know that if it enters the Heichal, it's possible. How so? What if you went into the Kodesh HaKadosh in a funny way? You went in Shaloi Kedarka. You went in Derech Gagin Valiyos. If you go in Kederech HaMelech the way you're supposed to go, say Enoch Enami. But if you went in a funny way, so over there you didn't go through the Heichel. So Kedai Techamina, maybe the Psul is only in the Heichel. Maybe there's no Psul in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Kamash Malone, like Kodesh Penimo, that there's an intrinsic Psul to Kodesh HaKadoshim, just like there is into the Heichel. Amalei Rava, Vavop, Ksivbe. You can't say that. Because it says in the Torah, Hava. It says Heim Lehuva, Rashi. It has to be Derech Hava, and if it's not Derech Hava, it's not going to be a problem. Elo Amar Rava, Rava said, "Kol midi l'chashav alei lifnai v'lifnim loy mifsal beheichal." We mentioned yesterday that the only time there's a psul nichnas is if the dam entered with the intent of it going on the Mizbeach. So if the Kohen took dam that's supposed to go on the Mizbeach Achis and he brought it into the Heichal with the intention of using it l'shem kapara, that's where it's a problem. The pasuk says v'cholchatas hashayuva midame eloyo moyed lechaper b'kodesh. It was brought in with the intention of lechaper. We'll see soon. The end of the mission already mentioned a machlokes tanam. Some of you actually have to do the zrika in order to have a psul nichnas. But for sure, you have to have brought it in with the intention. So what would be if a koyen brought the dam in to the heichal with the intention of doing a zrika in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? You wouldn't have the psul nichnas of bringing it into the Heichal. Because being that your intention wasn't lechaper b'heichal, there's no psul nichnas in the Heichal. For that, you have to come on to the psul nichnas of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So two reasons, said Abaye, why you would, the Torah would have to mention Kodesh HaKadoshim, even though it already mentions Heichal, is it not possible to get into the Kodesh HaKadoshim without going through the Heichal? No, it's not true. Either Derech Meshupesh, you went in Derech Gagin Valiyos, or if you brought the Dam in with the intention of doing the Zrika in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then merely bringing it into the Heichal wouldn't render it a psul nichnas. By Yerov, a few shailos regarding the halachas of nichnas. Parhelm, Davashal Tzibur, Vesir Avedis Kechavim, Shehichnis, Dom Lufnai Vilufnin, a Geshmach Eshailo. Rav said, what would be if you took one of the Chatois HaPnimiyos and you brought it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Would you have the psul nichnas, or would you not have the psul nichnas? In other words, the classic psul nichnas is when you take dam that's supposed to go on the mizbeach achitzain and you bring it into the heichal. If the dam is anyway supposed to go on the mizbeach apnimi, it's not possible to have a psul nichnas because its din is to be in the heichal. Said Rava, no, maybe there is a psul nichnas. What would be if you took the dam and you brought it further inside into the kodesh hakadoshim? We just said that there's a nichnas when it enters the heichal, right? Very good. And there's a nichnas when it enters the kodesh hakadoshim. Right? Morty's saying that if the answer to that question, what is that there's a psul nichnas even when it enters the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then maybe that's the teretz of the kasha. Why do you need to tell me that there's a nichnas in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and be negei a dam that's supposed to go on the Mizbeach HaPnimi? Now, there is no psul nichnas by being in the Heichal. It's negei the psul nichnas when it enters the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But the bottom line is that was Rav Shaila. Is there a psul nichnas when it enters the Kodesh HaKadoshim or not? What's the Shaila? Do you say El Kodesh Pnimo? It says Kodesh and it says Pnimo together. So, Kol Heichal, the green El Kodesh, green El Pnimo. Kol Heichal, the green El Kodesh, like green Pnimo. The two Atalis have. So if you're going to have the psul nichnas for bringing it into the heichal, you're going to have the psul nichnas for bringing it into the kodesh hakadoshim. But the chatois apnimis that don't have the psul nichnas for bringing it into the heichal, you're not going to have the psul nichnas for bringing it into the kodesh hakadoshim either. Oidom shaleibim kaimanu. Or no, as long as you bring it shaleibim kaimam further inside, that's enough to have a psul nichnas. That was Rava's first shayla. Vim tim soleim shaleibim kaimanu said Rava, if you're going to tell me there is a psul nichnas, I'll ask you another shayla. Par v'sar shaleim akipurim. What would be with the par and the sar shaleim akipurim? What's unique about those that they had zrika in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So they had a din to take the dam even in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So you're going to tell me you can't have a psul nichnas in the Kodesh HaKadoshim because there's a din zrika in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. No, she's a midam and alabadim. What would be if the Kohen did the, or the Kohen Gadol did the zrika's bein abadim, and then he took them out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim and he brought them to the heichol, and then he brought it in, nachamol, ma'u, mi amrina, do we say mekaymano? Of course there's no psul nichnas because there's a din, this is mekaymano shal adam. Once the Kohen Gadol leaves the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's not Mekoyman Shal Adam anymore. So maybe now you could have Psul Nichnas. On the tzad that there's a Psul Nichnas for Chatois HaPnimiyos in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, what about the Chatois HaPnimiyos of Yom Kippur? What about those Chatois? Do you say that being that they had a din to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so certainly there's no Psul Nichnas in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Or no, maybe once the Kohen Gadol did the Zrikas in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, now Hadar Dina, it's like a regular Chatois Pnimi, that there could be a Psul Nichnas. I said, Rava, and if you're going to tell me that, yeah, it is possible to have a Psul Nichnas. He said, I'll ask you even a third Shiloh. He's a Midaman Allah Pereches. What would be if the Kohen Gadol took the Dam, added the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he did now the Hazois on the Pereches? So part of the Mem Gimel Hazois that the Kohen Gadol did, he had the 16 that were done Bein Abadim with the Par and the Sar, another 16 that were done on the Pereches. There was still more that had to be done, right? 43 minus 32. There's still 11 Hazois that had to be done. Where were those 11 Hazois done? They were done on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So the last 11 were going to be done on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. 7 on the Mizbeach itself, and then you had the ones that were done Al Tiresh on Mizbeach. So what happened? What would be if the Kohen Gadol would take the dam after he did this Rikon HaPareches, Vaitzioi LeMizbeach, and he would bring it to the Mizbeach. See, he's all in the Ayil Ma'ed. The Pareches is in the Ayil Ma'ed. He's standing in the Ayil Ma'ed. He does the Hazois on the Pareches. Now he walks to the Mizbeach. And he brings it back to the Pareches. You can tell me, what's the Psul Nichnas? Because you went from the Makam HaMizbeach to the Makam HaPareches within the Ayil Ma'ed. It's all the same place. Oidoma, maybe not. Yitzia Karinabe. Maybe this is called the Yitzia. Why should it be called the Yitzia? It's a very geschmacker Rashi. Tap Rashi says, because the Pasuk that describes the Kohen Gadol going from the Pareches to do the Hazois on the Mizbeach says, V'yotzo ala Mizbeach HaShel Lefnei Hashem. See, you see, the Torah called it a Yitzia, as if to say, with regards to this Avodah, there were two Mekoymas within the Ayil Ma'ed. There's the Mokim of the Pareches, and then there's the Mokim of the Mizbeach. And by the way, Rashi says, we learn a halacha from V'yotzo ala Mizbeach HaShel Lefnei Hashem, and that is that the Kohen Gadol, when he did the Hazois on the Mizbeach, he couldn't be standing between the Pareches and the Mizbeach. He had to be standing between the Mizbeach and the Pesach Ayil Ma'ed. He had to be on the other side of the Mizbeach. And that's what the Yitzia is, as if there's two parts to the Ayil Ma'ed. There's between the Pesach of the Ayil Ma'ed and the Mizbeach, and then there's between the Mizbeach and the Pareches. So Yesh Lachker, if there are two Mekoymais, as the Torah suggests when it says V'yotza El HaMizbeach, what would be if the Kohen Gadol would take the dam, bring it back to that Mokoym, Bein HaMizbeach the Pareches? Would there be a Psul Nichnas, or would there not be a Psul Nichnas? And the Gemara says, Teiku. So before we go weiter, just one ha'ara. Rambam Avoda. And that is, I saw in the Sefer, Mishmar Halevi, so he brings a ha'ara from the Brisker Rav. Says that somebody wrote him a letter, and he told him that he was davening Shabbos morning with the Brisker Rav, and after davening, the Brisker Rav went over to the Olam, and he showed the Olam a ha'ara and a Rambam, in Hilchas Psulei HaMikdashim, Perik Yudches, Halacha Gimel. But before the Ha'ara, just one brief Hakdama. That is, the Pasuk says in Parshas Re'eh, it says, Dvarim, Perik Yudala Pasuk Gimel, Lo Yiseichal Kol Toyeva. It says in the Torah, you're not allowed to eat anything that's a Toyeva. That's interesting. If you take a look at the context of the Pasuk, Perik Yudala, and Parashat Re begins, Bonim Atam Lashem Elokeichem. Your children like Kodesh Baruch Hu. As a result, Lo Yisuskoididu, For Lo Yisusimu Karchem Bein Einechem Lemes. Ki Am Kodesh Atam Lashem Elokeichem. Ubechor Bochar Hashem Liyo Yisleib Am Skula Mikol Amin Asher Al Pnei Adam. And then you have a Samach. Period. Then the Torah goes on and mentions five psukim that deal with machalas asuris. The first of which is lo yisoich al kol te'eva. The Vilna Gaon, as Adaras Aliyo says, that the pasuk lo yisoich al kol te'eva is also going back on banam atam lashem alekeichem. Meaning, just like banam atam lashem alekeichem is clearly a hakdama, it's an intro to lo yisoskei dedu for lo yisosimu karcha ben enecham lemeis. And if you look in the Rishonim, Rashi, the Ramban, Ibn Ezra, the Sforna, all the Rishonim explain that the Torah is coming to say that, meaning that you're a child, you're a prince. Banam atam lashem alekeichem, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech Malchi Amlochim. person. So you have to act that way. There's a certain way you have to act. And what's this guy to do? Says the guy, and it's Pashit. Pasuk Gimel in that parish is also a Hemshech. What does the Torah say? What can you eat? You're not allowed to eat Tayeva. So the thing that you're not allowed to eat is Tayeva. It's disgusting. Why can't you eat something disgusting? Because you're a prince, and a prince doesn't eat something that's disgusting. A prince sits down and he eats a dinner with fine wines and aged steaks. That's the way you're supposed to eat. So as a result, that hakdama says the Vilna Gaon of banim atam lashem alokeichem, just like it's hakdama of loyfus goy de v'leisim karch meneichem lemeis, very geshmak. That's the emphasis of tayeva. Loyseichal kol tayeva. It's hakdama to that as well. But the question is, what does it mean? Loyseichal kol tayeva. What is loyseichal kol tayeva? So take a look at the Rambam in Hilchas Psulei Hamikdashim. Perik Yud Ches Halacha Gimel says the Rambam as follows: Kol carbon shenemar shuhu pasul, any carbon that's pasul, bein shenifsal b'machshav, whether the carbon became pasul because there was a machshava hapriselis, such as chutzlis mani and chutzlim kaim, or it was a chatas and a pesach shaloi l'shma, bein b'maisa, or if a maisa something happened physically to the carbon that rendered it pasul, or bein she'ira loy davash pasul, or something else happened. It wasn't machshava. It wasn't maisa. Says the Rambam, kol oichal mimenu kizayis. If anybody eats a kizayis of this carbon, loike he gets malchus. Shenemar loisoichal kol teyeva. Because it says in the Torah loisoichal kol teyeva. Says the Rambam, mi piashmu alamdu she'ena kasuv mazir elo absolei hamikdashim. That this pasuk of loisoichal kol teyeva, you want to know what it's referring to? It's referring to psulei hamikdashim. So you have a pasuk of loisoichal kol teyeva that's clearly describing machalas asurois. The pasuk is sasa. We don't know what exactly it's referring to. Bodematam lashem lekechem, says the Goyin. Leisoichal kol teyeva, says the Rambam. Mipia Shmuel lamadnu she'ein akosim medaber elo bepsulei hamikdashim. And says the Rambam, it's for that reason, if a person eats kezayis from any carbon, that's pasul. Says the Rambam. Bein shedavar shenifsal b'machshav, bein shenifsal b'maisa, bein she'ira loy davar shepasul. The halach is it's going to be pasul. The pesukah off. Noch davening went over to the chevra and he said, So he went over and he said, I don't understand this Rambam. The Rambam has three categories of korbanos that are pasul. It became pasul al yedei machshava. It became pasul al yedei maisa. And then the Rambam has other. Or it became pasul bein she'ira leidava shepasul. What's other? What else is there? Either it's pasul al yedei machshava, or it's pasul al yedei maisa. If there was no machshava hapiselas on this carbon, and nothing happened to the carbon, so how else could it be pasul? So, Skrov looked around. The Rav said, Pshat is based on a Gemara that we learned yesterday. A Gemara in Zvachim Daf Pei Beis. But the Gemara says that there's a chiddush in the Psul Nichnas over the Psul Yoytzeh, and that is that if Miktsas dam of a carbon would be Nichnas, the entire carbon would be pasul, even the dam that wasn't Nichnas. Said the Rav, that dam, nothing happened to it. There was no machshava on that dam, and there was no mice on that dam. So if there was no machshava and there was no mice on that dam, that's the third bucket that the Rambam is referring to. It wasn't Nifsal be machshava, it wasn't Nifsal be maisa. How was it Nifsal? It was Nifsal. But the emphasis is, in Mishmar HaLevi, Rav Shulzinger has a tremendous arichos on this ha'orah from the Brisker Rav. And he asks, if you think about it, a rather obvious question. He says, maybe the Rambam meant was more pasha. Maybe the Rambam was referring to two psulim that come up over and over and over again. Psulina and psul meiser. When the chelik of a carbon is lon, did anything happen to it? Nothing. It's something that's not al yidei meiser. It's not al yidei machshava. Lina is not a meiser. It's a davar she'im by ma'isa. You just left it there, and as a result, it became noiser. So luchura la noiser. How? Why would that not be pashim shan in the Rambam? So the emes is it's totally in four minchas chinuchs and it's slach. I am Mishmar Alev. If you want to see it inside the Madura that I have is Zvachim Kinyono Simin Mem Gumel. He has 10 pages. It's a nice harichas. Maybe we should get to him another day with a Gemara Mi'ila, but the Ein Kama Kaim Laharich. Either way, a little bit more Gemara. Zakti Gemara Nichnas Lechaper. So in the Mishnah, there was a machloikis regarding the Psul Nichnas. Rabbi Eliezer says that in order for Dam to be Pasul when it's Nichnas, it needed to have been Nichnas with the intention of doing a Zrika with it. In other words, Nichnas Lechaper, Afal Pisha Lekiper Pasul. Rabbi Shimon says, Achi Yechaper. You actually have to do the Zrika. Zakti Gemara Tanya Rabbi Eliezer says, how do I know that the Psul Nichnas doesn't require an actual Zrika? As long as the Dam was Nichnas with the intention of there being a Zrika, that's enough for it to be Pasul. Because Nemekan Lechaper, it says the word Lechaper by the Psul Nichnas. nichnas v'chol chatas hashayuva midam eloy moed lechaper b'kodesh v'nemel lahalon. And it says in parshas achrim moed v'chol adam lo yia b'oyel moed b'voyed lechaper b'kodesh. And what's the context over there? It's referring to the kohen gadol who's doing the avoda. Then there wasn't allowed to be anybody in the oyel moed when the kohen gadol was Koing lechaper b'kodesh. Pashut, it's referring to when he was going to do the avodah in the kodesh hakodesh. Nobody was allowed to be even in ayom ayit. It had to be 100% quiet. And ma lahalam b'shalay kippah. Just like over there, that halacha of a chal adam layia b'ayom ayit b'vayi lechaper b'kodesh means that as soon as the kohen gadol entered kodesh, even though he didn't start doing the avodah, there was already an isser of a chal adam layia b'ayom ayit. Af kam b'shalay kippah. So too over here, when it says the word lechaper, it doesn't mean that the avodah is actually taking place. But as long as the dam entered the heichal with the intention of lechaper, that's already enough for there to be a psul nichnas. Reb Shimon says that I agree. I also hold that there's a gzeir shava lechaper lechaper, but I have a different lechaper. Nemer kam lechaper. It says over here the word lechaper. V'nemer lahalon ves parachatos vesira chatos ashehuvas domam lechaper. So the context over there is also the kohen gadol doing the avodah on Yom Kippur, and the pasuk says that the soir and the par that the kohen gadol brought were of course chatois apnimios, because they were the chatois apnimios. So it's for that reason they had a din of parin hanisrafin, and being that they were parin hanisrafin, so the Torah says that ves parachatos. Now, when did that happen? When did the Kohen Gadol or the take the sor and the par and burn those parim anasrafim? The Torah says lechaper. What does lechaper mean? After the zrikas were done, you didn't do it before the zrika. You did it after the zrika. Some halacha on the shekiper, just like what there means shekiper, afkam shekiper. In other words, Rabbi Eliezer has learned his halacha from gzeir shavah lechaper lechaper. Rabbi Shimon learned his halacha from gzeir shavah lechaper lechaper. The question is, which lechaper are we learning it from? Are we learning it from b'chol adam layir bayomoyed v'vayil lechaper? That lechaper is before the avodah was done, or is it from vespara chatas vasira chatas hashuvas daman lechaper, which is after the avodah was already done? So I'm reminding you, what's this machlokes? Which lechaper to learn it from? Ma'ar sava donim chutz michutz, they ain't donim chutz mipnim. Rabbi Eliezer held it makes more sense to learn it, the psul nichnas, from the chol adam liya bayomay, because these are both chutzes. There's a din that the dam is supposed to be chutz lehechal. You brought it into the hechal. There's a din that the people are supposed to be chutz layomayit. The Torah says that you have to make sure they don't enter the layomayit. So atzad hashava between the two lechaper, it's not just the word lechaper. It's in the context of something that's supposed to be bechutz and it's entering pnim. Umar sava dona behemim behemim and dona behemim miyadam. Reb Shimon said it makes more sense to learn it from the pasuk that's describing the parim anisrafim and the sir anisraf on Yom Kippur that are being taken outside, because both behemos as opposed to chal adam liyeh bayomayit, which is referring to adam. The Mishnah had continued and the Mishnah said Rabbi Yehuda imrim hichnas shaygik kasha. If the dam enters b'shay it's going to be kosher. Zokti Gemara Hamezid Pasul. It's clear that if an enter is bemezid, it's going to be pasul. B'shekeeper, b'shalei keeper. So the Gemara wants to know, Rabbi Yehuda, does he hold like Rabbi Eliezer, or does he hold like Rabbi Shimon? Meaning, in Rabbi Eliezer, it's muchach. In Rabbi Yehuda, it's muchach that he agrees that there's a psal nichnas. Only in hichnas b'shekeeper, it's kosher. But in hichnas bemezid, it's going to be pasul. B'shekeeper? Like Reb Shimon, or even Mishalei Keeper, like Rebbe Eliezer. Now, what was the machloikis Rebbe Eliezer Reb Shimon Toli, and had a darshan lechaper? So the Gemara is going to now prove from here until the end of the perek, based on another brisa of Rabbi Yehuda, how he darshan the word lechaper. And that's going to be a raya to which shita he holds. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, mimashmash emar. It says in the Torah, vespara chatas vesira chatas ashehuva esdomam lechaper b'kodesh. So that's the passage we just mentioned. That the par and the sar, the kohen gadol brought to Yom Kippur, were parim hanisrafim. They were chatois apnimios. And as a result, the Torah says, what do you do with it? Vasoyref oisam, the kohen that burnt it, that's what you had to do. You had to burn it. And then the Torah says, Yichabes begodav. He's supposed to wash his clothing. Says the Gemara, Ma tamalim v'asoyrev. Why does the Torah have to say that the person that burns it, Yichabes begodav? Frank the Gemara, Ma tamalim v'asoyrev. V'luguva yitzirech. What do you mean? You need to tell me this halacha, that the person that burns it, he is going to need to have to wash his clothing. He's going to be tummy. That was the halach. Elamat tamalim chatas chatas. It says the word chatas twice. Ves para chatas, ves sira chatas. Why the Torah have to chaz that? Officially, elamat olam par besoshim mikun shenis rofin abeisadesh from tamim begodav. The only time you find this halach that the kohen that burnt the parim anisrafim became tummy, that he had to wash himself and his clothing, you only find that and by the halacha, the par and sar and yom kippur shana srafim minayin. How do you know that that was true for all parim and srafim? Talmud leim chatas chatas. The extra word chatas divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rameyoyim says ain't it sar. You don't have to learn it from chatas chatas. This is a different makar. Rameyoyim ves para chatas ves sira chatas. Shein talmud leim lechaper. The Torah didn't have to say the word lechaper. Ma talmud leim lechaper. Why did the Torah say the word lechaper? Limar al kolam es chaper and shasarvim talmud gadol. Same halacha. I agree. It only says this halacha that the soyrif had to burn his clothing and was tamei by the par and sar and yom kippur. How do I know shar parim and srafim? I know it from the word lechaper. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, how do I know shar parim and srafim that the soyrif became tamei? I know it from chatas chatas. According to Rameh, I know it from lechaper. Feit gemara for Rabbi Yehuda lechaper loy mashmale. It sounds like Rabbi Yehuda didn't want to learn it from lechaper. Why? Probably because he uses the word lechaper for something else. My time, oh, lav mishum de mibayi le gzeir shava, because he probably used the word lechaper already. He used it for gzeir shava to the pasuk that discusses the halacha psul nichnas v'cholchatas hashiyuva midam elo yomei lechaper b'kodesh. If Rabbi Yehuda darshens lechaper from ve'is parachatas ve'isirachatas, that means he holds like Reb Shimon, because that lechaper is talking about after the avoda was already done. So says the Gemara, that you want to know who Rabbi Yehuda holds like? Does he hold like Rabbi Eliezer? Does he hold like Rabbi Shimon? I know this from a roundabout way, because I know from another Braisa that Rabbi Yehuda did not want to darshan the word lechaper for some other halacha, that all the parim and esrafim, the seyreif become tameh, presumably because he used the word lechaper for something else. What did he use it for? There's another lechaper that we find in Shas, that another braisa where we find that Tana used this lechaper for something else. Probably Reb Shimon, Al Kopanim. That's how we know that he must have held that way. Hadron Allah, kol hazvachim shenesarvim. So before we go weiter, and we start the next perek, a real festive perek, just one more ha'ara. And that is, so we just mentioned a pasuk in the Torah that says, V'chal adam lo yiyah ba'oyo mo'yed, b'voyoy lechaper ba'kodesh ad seisid. That when the Kohen Gadol was doing the avoid on Yom Kippur, nobody was allowed to be in the Almighty. It had to be 100% quiet. Nobody was allowed to be there. There's a well-known Gemara. It's a Gemara in a few places in Shas. One of the places is the Menachis that Kuftes on the base. And the Gemara over there describes the 40 years that Shimon HaTzadik was Kohen Gadol. So we know Shimon HaTzadik was a Tzadik. He was the Gedoyli HaTanam, the great Tzadikim that ever lived. And he was Kohen Gadol for 40 years. Kufas, circa the beginning of Bayis Sheni. And the Gemara says in different places that during the 40 years that Shimon HaTzadik was Kohen Gadol, there were tremendous miracles and brachas and shefa that took place in Bayis Sheni. After Shimon HaTzadik passed away, it was a whole different story. And a lot of Rishoyim and Sedukim started becoming Kehanim Gedolim, and the story was very, very different. So that's the context. Says the Gemara Abraisa. Oysa Shana Shemei Shimon HaTzadik, the year that Shimon HaTzadik died, Omar Lehem, so he went to Chassidim, and he told them, Shana Zuhumes, he said he's going to die this year. Amuloi, they told him, Nayanati Adea. How do you know that? Omar Lehem, he told him, Kol Yom HaKippurim, every Yom Kippur, Nizdamin Lizokin Echod, Lovish Levonim, Venisatav Levonim. Every year on Yom Kippur, when I'm about to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, a Zokin Echod comes, he's wearing white clothing, his head is covered with a white head covering. And he would enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim with me, and he would exit with me. Shana Zu, this year, when I went to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, I saw a man, but he was dressed differently. Yeah, you need a guitar, I agree. He went in with me, but he didn't come out with me. So I know it must be a bad sign, and as a result, I'm telling you, this is not going to be a good year. At the end of Yontif, Shimon HaTzadik became sick for 7 days. Mace, he died. V'nimnu achiv akoyhanim levarach b'shem, and they stopped using the shem hamafresh. Freit Tosis Akasha, and Tosis really quotes Yerushalmi. This is a Yerushalmi. How could there have been a person that entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim together with Shimon HaTzadik? Doesn't it say in the Torah v'chol adam lo yiyah ba'oyel mo'ed? Says the Yerushalmi, maybe it wasn't really a person. It was a malach, and this malach was dressed up like a person. But says the Yerushalmi, that's not good. You know why? Because when the Navi Yecheskel describes the malach, he said udmus Pineyan, Pinei Adam. So you see that even a Malach is called Adam. So if even a Malach is called Adam, Freik the Yerushalmi, who is this Adam that entered into the Kodesh HaKadoshim together with Shimon HaTzadik? Umeshani, and for the Yerushalmi, the Shema, maybe Shechina Haisa. It wasn't a person, It wasn't even a malach. It was the Shechina b'chvoid v'atzmai. The Shechina would enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim together with Shimon HaTzadik every year. What came to mind was a Gemara in Masechtas Brachos, Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, an even more famous Gemara, Tanya. I'm Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. You definitely need a guitar for this. Pamachas nichtasti lahak the guitarist of Naivel of Nim. Veroisi akas rikel kashem tzvokesh uyoishav al kisei rov nisa. So Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha says, Pamachas nichtasti lahak the guitarist of Naivel of Nim. I entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim and I saw akas rikel kashem tzvokesh. Shechina, shu yoishev al kisei rom benisa, va'amal yishmael bini barcheni, amarti lo yiratzim ulfanecha, sheich b'shurachem echas kascha, right, and the Shechina, kaviyochel, ask Rabbi Yishmael barcheni. If you look at the Hagoyis Yaivitz, Rabbi Yaakov Emden's Hagoyis on this Gemara, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, pamachas nechnasti, he adds two words. Pamachas bishana, one word. Pamachas bishana nechnasi. This wasn't a one-time event, but every single year, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, when Rabbi Yishmael, the Kohen Gadol, would enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur, he would see the Shechina, and the Shechina would say Barcheni. So it's interesting. The Shechina's there, and the Shechina's communicating with Rabbi Yishmael. It stems a little with this Gemara, because in this Gemara you see that the Shechina's there, but it's bidmus adam. It's in a tzura where it's possible to communicate. Ordinarily, how would you communicate with the Shechina? It's not like there's some sort of shakla v'tayya that's taking place between Rabbi Shmuel. The only difference is Shimon HaTzadik said he was nichnas imi. Rabbi Shmuel said, I entered lefnai v'lofnim v'ro'isi achasrika ko Hashem tzvoko yishehu yoishev. He was sitting there already. Al kisei rom v'niso. Rabbi Shmuel, Shimon HaTzadik. But beginning of Bayesheni, the end of Bayesheni. No, they're both Bayesheni. But the beginning of Bayesheni, end of Bayesheni. But the bottom line is, so who was it, says the Medrash? It was Kaviyochel. It was the Shechina b'chvoid v'atzmai. But one thing is clear, that a malach even wasn't allowed to enter. Malach wasn't allowed to enter the Kohen Gadol. It was a avodah that was done with such tznius by tznei aleches that even the malachim weren't allowed to be there. So that note, a classic Meshech Chochma. Haflu v'fella in Parshas Re'e. The pasuk Meir Simcha makes a diak that we know that Avraham Avinu sent Hagar out of his house. The truth is that Avraham Avinu sent Hagar out twice. It's in Parshas Lech Lecha, and it's again in Parshas Vayera. The first time is in Parshas Lech Lecha, where Vayovayel Vatera Harasa Vatekel Gvirta Ve'ena, where Sarah wasn't pleased with Hagar. And she comes to Avram, and Avram basically tells Sarah, listen, you know, you want to get rid of her, you can do whatever you want. This is before Yishmael is born. So Sarah sends Hagar out, and Hagar eventually comes back, and Yishmael is born. And then since Faith in Mo, when Yishmael starts causing problems, that time Sarah sends Hagar out, and this time it's for good. Both times that Hagar was sent out, she was like to a Nevuah. The Shechina, so to speak, communicated with her. The Pasuk says in Parashas Lech Lecha, this is the first time that Sarah sent Hagar out. Vayomer Malach Hashem, right? A Malach comes to her and says, what are you doing here? I'm running away from my master, from Sarah. Vayomer Malach Hashem, Shuvi al Gvirtech, Vehisani Tachas Yodeh. Vayomer Malach Hashem, Harba Arba, Zarech, Vayosaf, Miroiv, gives her a big bracha. Vayomer Malach Hashem, Hinechor, Vayelad, Bein, Vikoroshma, Yishmael, Kishama Hashem, as so the Malach comes, has this whole conversation with Hagar, tells Hagar, go back, I'm going to give you bracha, you're going to have a child, and I want you to name the child Yishmael. The same exact thing repeated itself in Parshas Vayera. This is already after Yishmael was born, and again, the Malach sends, and again, Sarai sends her out, and the Pasuk says, Vatelech, Vateshav Lamineged, Harche, Kemat, Vekeshas, Kiyomro, Al Ereb, Moisayolet, she's thirsty and they're dying. Vati says, Kerla Vatef, and she starts crying. Vayishma, Likim, as Kerlana. And Elikim heard the Kol Hana. Vayikra Malach Elikim al Hagar min Hashemayim. Vayoyim al Malach Hagar al Tiri Kisham Elikim as Kol Hana. Basher Husham. This is the famous Basher Husham. And water appears, and the rest is history. So twice Hagar was thrown out. Both times she's zeicha to this incredible nevuah with his communication that came along with brachas. The first time it was brachas of harba arba ezarech for the yisaf amiroiv, something that's playing itself out right now in real time. And she gets this bracha that she's gonna have a child and name the child Yishmael. And Yishmael comes from Gishama Hashem Elonyech, Dvarim the Flom. And then a second time after Yishmael's born, where Yishmael's dying and Hagar can't even look, so she goes to the other side and she says, I don't want to watch him die. And again, she's zeicha to this nevuah with a Malach comes and it's unbelievable. But says Rabbi Simcha, a classic Meshech Chochma Diyak, he says, if you look in the Psukim, there's one Diyak. In Parashas Lech Lecha, when the Malach is talking to Yishmael, to Hagar, Vayomer lo malach Hashem. Vayoyme lo malach Hashem. Vayoyme lo malach Hashem. In Parshas Vayera, the pasuk says, Vayikra malach Elohim el Hagar min hashamayim. So Parshas Lech Lecha doesn't say min hashamayim. In Parshas Vayera, it says min hashamayim. What's the pshat? Says Remeir Simcha, the pshat's half of a fella. The first time Hagar left, she was going to go back. It was Daita Lahachzer. That was what was supposed to happen. In Avram Avinu's house, it was Pasha. It was normal to have communication with Malachim. That's the way it was. This is Avram Avinu's house. So as long as Hagar was the Shifcha of Avram Avinu, as long as she was still Bebeis Avram, so the Malach was able to communicate with Hagar, Hagar's to communicate with the Malach, they were next to each other. There was a certain hiskarvus between the Malach and between Hagar. Thus, it doesn't say min hashamayim, which would suggest it's coming from some very far place. It was Vayoyim ala Malach Hashem, just to say way you have a vayoyim throughout Tanakh where two people are having a conversation, it was in that same context that the Malach is communicating with Hagar. Parshas Vayera, which she sent away together with Yishmael for good, over there she was already distanced from Avram Avinu's house. Now already she doesn't have the schus of having this open line of communication together with the Malachim. She could be zoicha to Navua, but that Navua is already going to be mimerchak. It's going to be from a distance. Vayikra Malach elikim es Hagar min hashamayim. What does that have to do with what we're learning? Says Ramea Simcha, an unbelievable punchline. Says Ramea Simcha, by the Akedah, what happened? So Avram Avinu has his son Yitzchak, and he's on the Mizbeach. Vayikach as amacheles, lishchot es benoy. And he literally takes the knife, range of motion, it's on Yitzchak Avinu's neck. He's about to slaughter Yitzchak. Vayikra Malach Hashem el Avram sheinis min hashamayim. And Malach Hashem calls out min hashamayim, and he says, no, al tishlach yod. Says Ramea Simcha, why was this Malach min Hashamayim? This is Avram Avinu. Bishloim Hagar in Parshas Vayera. I understand why it was min Hashamayim, because she was already outside of Avram's house, so she's not zeicha to the Vayoymer. But Luchura, Avram Avinu by the Akedah, no less. It's min hashamayim, that implies it's coming from a distance. Says Ramei Simcha, you know what the pshat is? Because Chazal say that Avram Avinu was a Kohen Gadol. And that Akedah happened on Yom Kippur. This wasn't just an Avodah. It wasn't just B'miktash Neked Yitzchak. We spoke at all this raid. But this was an Avodah of Yom Kippur. By the Avodah of Yom Kippur, the Torah says, V'chaladam lo yiyah bayom mayim. And Tosis HaMenachas Kuftes on the base coast of Yerushalmi, V'chaladam means even the Malachim, that it's Dmus, Pneim is Dmus Adam. The Malach wasn't allowed to be there. This was an Avodah for Yom Kippur, an Avodah Yom Kippur, the Malachim had to go away. It had to be an Avodah of Bahatznei Aleches. There were Malachim, but they were from a distance. They couldn't get too close to the action. So it's Vayikra Malach Hashem al Avram Sheinis min Hashamayim, from the branches. It was from far away. They couldn't be close, because this Avodah was an Avodah of Kohen Gadol. It was an Avodah of Yom Kippur. As a result, al zeh nemar v'chol adam lo yiyah b'ayom mayid. It had to be Dafka min Hashamayim. And on that note, we begin a classic, classic perek, and that's perek Hamizbech Mikadesh. Zok the Mishnah Hamizbech Mikadesh Esa Ra'uloi. The Mizbeach is Mikadesh anything that's Ra'oi. What is this referring to? So this is an idea that we've already seen many times in the Masechet, and that is that when a carbon is pasul, you can't do zrika with the carbon, you can't do haktar with the carbon, right? A pasul carbon, by definition, means that you're not allowed to do any avoida with the carbon. Rashi, right in the beginning of the Masechet, Rashi says, kol azvachim shenizbuchu shaloi lashman ksherin elo shaloi olu lebailun l'shem chayma chutz mena pesach v'achatas. What does it mean? It means that you can't eat the basul, you can't be makted emurim, you can't do zrika sadam, you can't do hakrova with a chelik of a carbon, that's pasul. Stating that, if a chelik of a carbon that's pasul touches the Mizbeach is Mekadesh, that Dover Apostle, and now the halacha is that you can keep that Dover Apostle on the Mizbeach. So, Likatchilo lo yalu, you're not going to put this Dover Apostle on the Mizbeach. But once it's on the Mizbeach, the halacha is im alu lo yerdu. So, Mizbeach, Mekadesh, asaroy loy, anything that's roi to the Mizbeach. We'll see what that means in the Gemara. The Mizbeach was Mekadesh. Yeshua says, what does it mean? Kolaroy li'ishin im alu lo yerdu. Anything that's roi li'ishin, anything that goes on the fire of the Mizbeach, such as the Emurim, it's only that it's the emurim apostle that loch is a molo yerd. Shenemar hi ha oilo al moikta. And ma oilo shi ruili ishim am also leiteret. Av kosher ruili ishim am molo leiteret. The pasuk, as we'll see in a moment, that teaches us the makar to this halach of molo yerd is hi ha oilo al moikta. Moikta is the fire, it's the itch of the mizbech. And as a result, Rabbi Yeshua says that the only time the halach of molo yerd applies if it's something that's right to go on the moikta of the mizbech. Rabbi Gamliel says no, it doesn't have to be dafka. The emurim, dafka is something that goes on the moikin mizbech, but rather kol roil mizbech amol lo yerid. Even if it's not roil ishin, shenemar hi ha oila al moikta al mizbech, amma oila shi roil mizbech, emos lo terid. Just like an oila goes on the mizbech, part of it goes on the fire of the mizbech, but part of it also goes on the not on the fire of the mizbech. Av kol dovish roil mizbech, anything that's roil in the mizbech, emos lo terid. It doesn't matter whether it goes on the fire or doesn't go on the fire. In other words, ein bein divir Rabbi Gamliel, divir Rabbi Yeshua, el adam anasachim. What's the nafkim? You know what goes on the mizbech? Besides for the things that went into the fire, there were two things that went into the mizbech that didn't go on the fire. Number one, dam, and number two, nesachim, niskei yayin, niskei mayim. So those were things that went into the mizbech, but they didn't go on the fire. The mizbech, according to Rabbi Yeshua, the only time you have the halacha of malul yerid, if it's posel and it goes on the mizbech, you keep it on the mizbech, is if it's roil ishim. But if it's not roil ishim, not so that dam and nesachim that are not roil ishim, they're roil mizbech, that they're not roil ishim, you don't have a malul yerid. Whereas according to Rabbi Gamliel, it's called a roil mizbech a malul yerid, even if it's not roil ishim. So the Gemara, Rabbi Gamliel, Loimer, Lo Yerid. According to Rabbi Gamliel, Lo Yerid, Meshua, Meyer. Shimon says a third sheet. Hazevach Kasher Nesachim Sulim. If somebody brought a carbon that came together with Nesachim, so Nesachim sometimes were brought by themselves, and the Nesachim sometimes came along with a carbon. So let's say you have a carbon together with Nesachim. If the Zevach is Kasher and the Nesachim became Pasul, and then the Pasul Nesachim went on the Mizbeach, or the Nesachim Ksherim Vazevach Pasul, or the Nesachim were Kasher but the Zevach was Pasul, and the Nesachim again went on the Mizbeach, Afilu Zev Zeb Sulim, or if even if both of them were Pasul, Hazevach Lo Yerev Anasachim Yerdu. The Allah is the Anasachim Yerdu. In other words, Rabbi Shimon holds that even though there's a dinim Alul Yerdu by Nesachim, he holds like Rabbi Yeshua, but he holds the only time it's Alul Yerdu is if the Nesachim are Bon Bifnei Atzma. But to the extent that the Nesachim are not Bon Bifnei Atzma, but rather the bought together with the Zevach, then there's halacha. Anything that's bought together with the Zevach does not have the halacha of Im Olu Lo Yerdu. In other words, this Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Perek Mizbech Mikadosh, which is an introduction really for the Perek, discusses the halacha of Im Olu Lo Yerdu. So again, what's the background to Im Olu Lo Yerdu? It's really based on two psukim. One is Shmois Perek Chav Tes Pasuk Lamed Zayin. The Pasuk says, V'hoya HaMizbeach Kodesh Kodashim. The Mizbeach is Kodesh Kodashim. Kol HaNoigeya Ba Mizbeach Yuktash. Anything that touches the Mizbeach becomes Kodesh. In other words, the Mizbeach has an ability to be Mekadesh. Chazal learned from there that what it's referring to is a Dover apostle that touches the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach is now Mekadesh. The Mizbeach is now Mekadesh, that Dover apostle. But there's another pasuk. It's Yagid Olav Re'eh. These are two pasukim that complement each other that teach us the Mekar. The second pasuk is in Parshas Tzav. It's in Sefer Vayikra, where the pasuk says, "Zois teras ha'oila, hi ha'oila al moikta la mizbeach kol ha'layla ad boiker." And we learn from there, "Zois teras ha'oila," regarding ha'oila, something that is oila on the mizbeach. So pashat oila means a carbon oila. But regarding oila, something that's oila on the mizbeach, hi ha'oila. Once it's oila on the mizbeach, hi. Ba'aviyasa yehe. So there's an idea that the mizbeach is mekadesh. You also find this idea that something that goes on the mizbeach, hi ha'oila. Ba'aviyasa yehe. You should just leave it on the mizbeach. And from those two psukim, we learn the idea. We'll see more about this in the sugyas. But from these two psukim, we learn the concept of mizbeach mekadesh. This machloikis that we had in our Mishnah, the machloikis Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel, is that being that that pasuk of hi ha'oila says, Al moikta ala mizbeach kol alayla ad boiker. So Rabbi Gamliel says, it says, al moikta doesn't just say hi ha'oila. It says hi ha'oila al moikta ala mizbeach kol alayla. Moikta is the fire of the mizbeach. So the only time you say molo yerdu is if it's something that's roil ishim, something that's supposed to go on the fire of the mizbeach. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, I don't darshan that al moikta. What does Rabbi Yeshua do with al moikta? So we'll see that in the Gemara right now. Either way, Zach the Gemara. So the Mishnah that mentions this halacha mizbeach mekadesh, it said mizbeach mekadesh ro'iloi. So it sounds like the mizbeach wasn't mekadesh everything. It was always only mekadesh something that Roy, something that's fit for the mizbeach. So that's the Gemara. Roy in chain. Roy lo. The mutei mai. What is an example of something posel that's not roy the mizbeach? Amar apop. The mutei kmatzim shlei kitchu bekli. It's coming to be mamayit a koymetz that wasn't as kaddish bekli. So we know that after the kmitza was done, so you had to put it into a kli sharis. If the kmitza wasn't put into a kli sharis, so it's considered in a roy the mizbeach. Doesn't have the kedusha that it needs to be considered fit for the mizbeach. So if it was like kitcha b'kli, So the halacha is, you don't have Mizbech Mekadesh. Because Mizbech Mekadesh, that im olu lo yerdu, but only if it's roiled. Maskele, Ravina, Maishel, Medu, Ula, why is it different than Ula's halacha? Omar, Ula, Emur, Kachem, Kalin, Shalom, of Nez, because Naman, if someone has the Emurim of Kachem, Kalin, and he put it on the Mizbech, before there's Riko, the halacha is lo yerdu, why nasu, lachmish on Mizbech? As soon as it touches the Mizbech, it becomes lachmish on Mizbech. We'll see what that means. But it becomes lachmish on Mizbech, and the halacha is lo yerdu. In other words, even though the Emurim of the Kachem, Kalin didn't have Zerika, to make it Kachi Kadoshim and fit for Hakarava, still is a din of Malu Lo Yerdu. How does it shtin with the concept of Mizbech Mekadesh Ra'ui Loi Dafka? Meaning, what's the difference with a Koimich like Kitchu Bekli and a Muri Kachim Kalim Lifnei Zrika? They're both things that technically are supposed to go to Mizbech. The Koimich goes on the Mizbech, but didn't have the proper Kedusha that it needs to go on the Mizbech. It didn't have the Kiddush Kli. Versus the Emurim Kachim Kalim, which also has a din to go on the Mizbech, but it first needs the Zrika to give it the proper Kedusha in order for it to be able to go on the Mizbech. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you the difference. The Koimitz isn't just missing a Maisa. It's missing a Maisa Begufayu. The Kabbalah, putting it in the Klishores, is something that happens in the Guf HaKoimitz. It's missing something in its Guf. That's considered any Ra'ulai, and as a result, you don't have the din Mizbech and Kaddish. Whereas the Emurim, even though it's missing a Maisa, the Maisa is Rika, but the Zrika doesn't happen in the Emurim, it happens in the Dam. The Zrika happens in the Dam, and over there, the Emurim end up becoming Ra'ul Mizbech. But neither, it's not Mechusim Maisa Begufayu, it's not the same Allah. Rabbi Shua said, Kol Ra'ul Ishit. In the Mishnah, we had a Machlaikis, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Gamliel. Coin Rabbi Shua, Mizbech, Mekadish, only a Dover Ra'ul Ishit. Coin Rabbi Gamliel, only a Dover Ra'ul Ishit. Whereas a coin Rabbi Gamliel, it's Mekadish everything. Anything that's Royal Mizbech. Again, Rabbi Shua holds only if it's royally Ishin, only if it goes on the fire of the Mizbech, whereas, according to Rabbi Gamliel, anything that goes on the Mizbech. What was Rabbi Shua's Makar? Because how do you know Mizbech Mekadesh? He ha oila. Once it's oila on the Mizbech, he, leave it there. But then it says Al-Mikta. Frank the Gemara, Rabbi Gamliel, Nami Yaksiv, oila Al-Mikta. Doesn't say the word Al-Mikta. So the Gemara does, and I use Al-Mikta to teach me another halach. It's coming to teach me the halach. If you have a kosher carbon, not a possible carbon, that was in the fire of the Mizbech, it was in the Marocha, and now a piece of the carbon fell out of the Maracha. So are you mechuyev to put it back in, or are you not mechuyev to put it back in? Al Mikta teaches me the din of Adure Poikin, that you do have a chiyev to put it back in. It's not coming to teach me halacha of Mizbech Mekadesh. Ve'idach, L'Adure Poikin Minole. How does Rabbi Yeshua know the halacha of Adure Poikin? He uses Al Mikta to tell me that Mizbech Mekadesh is only true for Mikta. Nafkele, he learns it from a different pasuk. Me'asher Toichal Ho'esh. And from that pasuk, Asher Toichal Ho'esh, it's actually the next pasuk in the Torah. V'lovash Akoy Midei Bad, U'michnes Eibad Yilbosh Abbas. Sorry, the hair mesadeshen asher toichal ha'esh. You should do true mesadeshen from asher toichal ha'esh. That's extra. Obviously, you're going to be meirim the deshen from the fire and the ashes that were consumed by the fire. Why does it have to say mesadeshen? That's coming to teach me that halacha about durei poikin. The idach humi bayilei. Megamil says, I need Asher Toichal Ha'esh to teach me a different halacha, that the only time you have the halacha of Adure Poikin is by Ikule Oila. So if a chelik of the Oila fell out of Mizbech, then you have the din of Ikule Oila, meaning something that you're being makter, a murim, that's where you have this halacha, v'yatamachzer Ikule Ketores. But Ketores, which was also consumed by the Mizbech HaPnimi, if a little bit of the Ketores would jump out of the fire, there'd be no din to put it back. Tanrib Chanid Abba Yumi, Rabbi Lez Ben Yaakov, Asher Toichal Ha'esh, Asher Oila Al Mizbech, Ikule Oila Atamach. It says Ashtoich Aleish, and it's talking about the oil and the Mizbech. This is the Mizbech Achitza, and it's a carbon, and we learn from there only Ikuli Atamachzer. The Atamachzer Ikuli Ktiris. He says, I need Ashtoich Aleish to teach me not Ikuli Ktiris. Vedachit said, Lamin Melush Mamina the Kula Ilmajuna. He says, I agree. I also hold that way. I hold that Ashtoich Aleish is coming to teach me Limu Ute Ikuli Ktiris. But just like I know it to teach me not Ikule Ktiris, I certainly also know what to teach me Ikule Oila. Because what's the halacha? Ikule Oila at the Machzer, V'i at the Machzer, Ikule Ktiris. So at the end of the day, I can learn out both from there. I have Al Mikta Extra, says Rabbi Yehoshua, to teach me that only Kolaroi Le'ishin do you have the halacha of Mizbeach Mekadesh. Rabbi Gamliel said, it's not only Kolaroi Le'ishin, but anything that's Roi Le'mizbeach. Rabbi Yeshua Nami Yaksim Mizbeach. And how does he know? Because it says Mizbeach. So now the Gemara asks in the reverse. Rabbi Yeshua, who learns only Al Mikta, what about the word Mizbeach? Is it Mizbeach? The Rabbi is anything on the Mizbeach? So the Gemara, Humi Boyle, my Kamarachmano. why the Torah says Mizbech? To teach me what's Mekadesh the Dover Apostle. It's the Mizbech. Meaning, you would have thought maybe only the Moiket is what's Mekadesh. Maybe the halacha is that a Dover Apostle that goes, that's Roy Le'ishin, that goes on the fire in the Mizbech, the fire is what's Metaherit. But, right, Ashayova Be'esh, there's a concept of fire being Metaher. But as it relates to the Mizbech, the rest of the Mizbech, maybe not. But we know the truth is the entire Mizbech was Mekadesh. Even the Kevish of the Mizbech was Mekadesh. The Yisoid of the Mizbech was maybe Mekadesh. We'll see these Gemaras. The entire Mizbech is Mekadesh. That's what Al Mizbech is teaching me. So Al Moikta is teaching me Kol Haroi LeMoiked. Mizbech is teaching me that it's the Mizbech that's Mekadesh. V'idach, how does the other man, the Omar, know that it's the Mizbech that's Mekadesh? Rabbi Gamliel, so the Gemara says Mizbech HaChrinuk, it says the word Mizbech twice. V'idach, chad lehechad hoysel l'shas ha'koish, v'chad lehechad hoysel l'shas ha'koish. One to teach me carbon that's possible that was once kosher. Rashi says, for example, lawn, yoytze, tome, they were once kosher, then something happened that made it possible. The other one's coming to teach me would have never had a shasa kosher. Rashi says, like nishchat chutzlis manayor or chutzim koimai, says the Gemara, it's coming to teach me both. The idach came in the psul ninu. The other man says, no, I don't need two psukim to teach me shasa kosher, le shasa kosher. Because mean that they're both possible. For Rabbeinu Rachman, and the Torah says, is aloch mizbech mekadesh, loy shno hoysala shasa kosher, loy shno loy hoysala shasa kosher. Either way, so we just began very quickly. Perek mizbech mekadesh, there's a lot of lumbus, a lot of raid in mizbech mekadesh. Not such a long perek, but it's a really, really festa, really, really geshmaka perek. So Bezrat Hashem, we'll get to some of the raid in the coming days. But just to end on a light note that ties into something that we've spoken about in the past. So what's the makar to Mizbech Mekadesh Haroyloi? The pas in the beginning of Parashat Tzav. Tzavis Aharim Vesbon of Lema Zoyis Teras Ha'oila Hi Ha'oila. And the words Hi Ha'oila are extra. The words Hi Ha'oila are extra to teach me that once something is oila on, not carbon oila, once something is oila on the Mizbech, Hi Ha'oila, it could stay there. The thing that was oila, Hi Ba'aviyasi Yehei, it's allowed to be there. It's on the Chidah. In one of his svarim, so the Chida says a different shot, al derech shrush, and he's makdim a kasha that we've spoken out from the Chida in the past. This is the first time I saw it inside. So the Chida asks that we all know the Gemara Masechet Shabbos, where the Gemara says Masechet Shabbos that Reb Shmuel ben Elisha was karavahita. He accidentally violated a takanas chachamim, and he came l'day chil Shabbos b'shoigik. He was learning la'or haner, where the chachamim said one of the yudches dvar. We're not supposed to learn Torah la'or haner, and he was karavahita. He moved the fire, and he wrote on his pinkus, Ani Yishmol ben Elisha Karisi Vatisi, Likshei Bona Beis HaMikdash Avi Chatashmeina. And the Chida asks the Gevaldik Akasha, why would Yishmol have to write, Likshei Bona Beis HaMikdash Avi Chatashmeina? We know, Kala Oisek B'teres Chatas, Kilo Ikrev Chatas. When a person's Oisek in a carbon, it's as if he brought the carbon. So when a person's Oisek in Parashas, he brought the carbon. So let him just say, Rabbi Yishmol said Karbonis, he learned Kachin. So if Rabbi Yishmol said Karbonis, he learned Kachin, learned the Parash of Chatas, he wouldn't be Chayv Chatas anymore. So what's this emphasis? Why did he say, Likshei Bona Beis HaMikdash Avi Chatas? So the Chidah said a few terutzim, but one terutz the Chidah says that if you medayik l'shoyne hazav, shall Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha in his pinkis, he said like Yishevana beis hamikdash avi chatashmeina. Why a chatashmeina? So says the Chidah Yisoid that we spoke out from Rav Naftali Hamburger, and that is that it's true that if a person is oisik b'teres achatas is kilu ikrav chatas, but the only time you have kol oisik ki'ilu, that's only with the chelik that went in the gevoya. But the chelik that was nechal by the kehanim, the melamet shekehanim oichlim ubailim ischaprim, that's not something you can have. For that you have to eat. If you ate, then you had the achilah. If you didn't eat, you can't learn and say it's as if I ate, right? You find that throughout halacha. The Gemara says, even according to Ma'an Nama that holds yesh shlich and varavera, but there's no shlichas for achilah. Why? Because the shlich is the one that was nena. So you can't say the shlich ate, then it's as if the mashalech ate. Whoever has the hana ate. If you didn't have hana as achilah, that's what mesasik b'chalovim is. Because when it comes to achilah, it's all tali in hana. As a result, when it comes to achilah, you don't have the kol oisik hilo oisik. So Rabbi Shmuel, well, and a chanami, he was able to be oisik b'teres chatas, and it would have been keilu hikriv chatas, but it was only keilu hikriv the dam. It was only keilu hikriv the emurah, but it wasn't keilu hikriv the basar. The malamet shekehanim oichlum ubayim eschapin, that he wasn't going to have. So his carbon was going to be chaser because his carbon was going to be chaser. He said that I need to be mashlamit, but what chelik did he have to be mashlam? The chelik habasar. So to highlight that, to emphasize that, he said like sheibana beis hamikdash Avi Chatashvein. If it sounds familiar, because we once spoke this out, B'shem the Imre Emes. But the Chida himself said this teretz. That's Avi Chatashvein. It's coming the rabbis, that chelik, and that's why Rabbi Yishmael said that he's going to have to be a karmic chatas, because he's going to have to be mashum that. Rabbi Naftali Hamburger said Dvarim the flan with this. He said this Yisoy to answer the Magen Avram's kasha. The Mechaber, when he brings the halacha, Toiv Leimer Karbonis every morning, so the Magen Avram brings all the karbonis that you're supposed to say. Oyla Mincha, and then he brings chatas. And the Magen Avram says, Nishalti, I was asked, why did the Mechaber bring first Oyla and then chatas? Shouldn't the Mechaber brought first chatas and then Oyla, based on the mission beginning of Parakala Tav, something that we've seen so many times, we had it even in yesterday's daf, where the halacha is that the chatas is always before the Oyla. The Oyla is the Dairim that comes after you get the Kapara, but the chatas always comes before the Oyla. So why the Mechaber, when he says say karbonis, did he say first oila and then chatas? Shouldn't he have said first chatas and then oila? Said Rabbi Naftali Hamburger, if you're bringing a chatas and an oila when there's a base hamikdash, avada the chatas comes before the oila. That's the seder, first the chatas and then the oila. But today ba'avoyneinu harabim, we don't have the real karbonis. What do we have? We're going to read Parashas HaKarbonis. That's what the Mechaber is talking about. It says, Rabbi Naftali Hamburger, when you read a karbon, it's as if you were makriv of the karbon. But that only works for the chelik hagvaya. It doesn't work for the chelik that was nechal. Even the chelik that was nechal for the kaihanim. Says, Rabbi Naftali Hamburger, if that's the case, the chatos, when you're being oisik b'teiris hachatas, you're not bringing the chatas b'shleimos, because you only have the chelik l'gvaya, but there's a chelik of the chatas that was nechal by the kehanim, zichrei kahuna, but that chelik you don't have. Whereas when you bring the oila, which is kulei kolol, it didn't have a chelik that was nechal l'kehanim. Being that there was no chelik that was nechal, the entire oila was the gvaya, so the oila you could bring b'shleimos. So it's a shaila, should I first say the chatas which I can't bring b'shleimos, or should I say the oila which I could bring b'shleimos? Of course the oila is loy mishpat abachayr, that's what you should say first. So it was chatas before the oila. But today it's going to be the oila before the chatas, because the oila he can bring b'shleimos, the chatas he can't bring b'shleimos. And here's the punchline. And this is the aim based medrash b'loy chiddush. Although this rates kedai repeating, right? It's what does the Rav always say? He has a good line. Anyways, so says the chida that the pasuk says zois teras oila hi ha oila. And Chazal felt that the word hi ha oila is miutar. It's extra. It's extra, right? Why is it extra? Why does it say hi ha oila? There's a whole perek mizbech mekadesh that's mevusis on that extra word hi ha oila. Zokdal derech habshad zois teras oila. That's Chazal's drasha. Then to come to the oila, you should know he oila. Then when you're oisik b'teiras oila, it's the gang's oila. It's the same oila they were able to bring by the chatas and the asham and all these other karbanas. It's not the same because you're missing a chelik. Which chelik are you missing? You're missing the chelik that was nechal l'kayhanim. But the oila which was kulei kalo, it's zois teiras oila. He oila. It's mamish the oila. You're not missing anything.